Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart in Conscious Connection. I'm so happy to have you listening to us today, and this will be shared far and wide after we're complete. We have a great guest today. She's a very dear friend from Detroit, Marilyn Suttle. She's a best-selling author and a dear friend, and there's a new technique out there that I was luckily enough to be a recipient of called RIM. So it helps you break through barriers to success and well-being. So we're going to talk a lot about that. And Marilyn's fantastic. She's created Suttle Lifts. It's a way for people to think and act so they can produce breakthrough success. She's a best-selling author, speaker, and human potential coach. And she's listed as one of 2018's top 30 global gurus of customer service. Her personal and professional growth advice has been featured on TV News and also in Psychology Today, plus Ladies Home Journal and U.S. News and World Report, just to name a few. We're going to have her connecting links and contact info at the end of the show. So let's get her on the line so we can start this fantastic interview with Marilyn Suttle. Hello, Marilyn. It's Gary Stewart. Are you there?
I'm there. Hi, how are you, Gary?
Thank you. Thank you so much for being on Conscious Connection. I greatly appreciate it. I just want to thank you tremendously for our private one-on-one session the other day. It was liberating, deep, profound, and touching.
Thank you. I find the work to be so transformational. I love it.
Yes, it's excellent. As you know, I do constellation work, which is a different way, but it's like all roads lead to Rome. Whatever part of the prism you focus on, the whole universe of experience is there. It's just what resonates and how you enter it, and it was deeply moving, and I went to places that I hadn't been in my grief process, so it was very enlightening and very healing at the same time. So you were an expert. I know you're an expert in many things, but now I classify you as an expert in RIM, and I'll make sure I tell Barbara Sandella that as well.
Absolutely. Deb Sandella she's the founder. It started this 25 years ago, and it has
taken off. Deborah Sandella, I had a brain split.
Right.
Deborah Sandella, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have to say, because I've done a number of your constellations as well, which have been, you know, incredibly freeing. The last one being the remote family constellation, which totally blew my mind that I didn't even have to be there, and I got so much value out of it when you did the debrief. I'm like, holy cow, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want our listeners to know, it's called Conscious Connection for a reason, and the consciousness isn't physical. So we really, you know, quantum physicists have proved this, that everything exists simultaneously. Well, everything is held together by consciousness. I personally believe consciousness precedes matter, precedes energy, which creates matter, and then the physical. So we're going a couple levels up in that realm that's not bound by physics even. So it's been proven scientifically you can affect things just by watching them. And quantum physicists are mystified kind of how the universe works. And we're really in that place of creation where we can create a new moment by being conscious of something, ironically, that's hidden or invisible. And we make it visible, then we're empowered to change.
Well, absolutely. And when you consider inside your body, all of the molecules and cells in the body, it's like a universe within. And we hold a lot of hurt. We hold hurt and pain in there without even. Sometimes we just can't deal with it. You know, we're busy, and the boss is screaming at you, and you can't deal with it in the moment. So we kind of push it down into the body in that universe of the body, and it can get trapped there.
Absolutely, yeah. And as we know, you know, a lot when people come to me or I hear them talking about their issue, my first question is, what happened to you as a baby? Because I really hear that inner infant that didn't get its needs met coming through the adult who could be 60 or 70 years old. That wounded child or that infant who wasn't hugged or touched when it needed contact stays with us a lifetime. And it's all unconscious. Mm-hmm. It's just stored in every cell of our body is unmet needs. You know?
Right. And we have expectations, right? We have expectations. And, sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there.
No, go ahead.
You just made me think, you know, sometimes we have an expectation, and when it's not met, it can be crushing. And you could be 3 years old, and it could be so what somebody else might think is minor, but not to you.
Right, exactly. You know, and I tell people with babies, you know, a lot of people are cruel to babies. Not cruel as in neglecting them. Like in my generation, Dr. Spock set the rule book, and he said, you know, let them cry themselves to sleep. Don't be too affectionate to them. All these things. And before he died, he went and said, I was all wrong. And so a generation of baby boomers was raising their children with false information. And I tell people, only have one time to be a baby and an infant this lifetime. Smother that baby with kisses, love, hugs, sweetness. It's such a short period of our whole existence. Just spoil the baby. What would be considered being spoiled? Rotten, because that's the only time we're soaking up that love. Because as we know, life can be cruel as we get older.
Oh my
but we
gosh!
Won't go into politics.
I'm right there with you, though, because when you've got this newborn little child who can't speak, and their only way of speaking is crying and laughing, and you've got, that's how they communicate.
And that's it needs something. It wouldn't be crying if it didn't need something. So it's our responsibility to soothe that need and, you know, make that baby happy. So with your subtle shifts, I love that you've coined that with your last name, which is so wonderful. And you say it takes a subtle shift to create big breakthroughs. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so, you know, we have these ideas that you make a bold statement and a grand gesture. You're going to, you know, you're going to lose 20 pounds by next Thursday, or you're going to, you know, you're going to completely change the way you do something. You're going to give up everything that you've been doing, no more Netflix and all this stuff, and then these grand gestures fall flat because there's something underneath. Everything we do to take care of ourselves, even the destructive things. And it's not the big gestures, but sometimes it's a really small little shift in the way you think. One shift in your awareness, and all of a sudden, everything comes into alignment. So I think that it's the small shifts that really get you further faster.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like we can move mountains just with a little push. It doesn't have to be a huge dramatic thing. So tell me about how you got interested in RIM and what it is, its full name, and how did you get involved with it?
So RIM stands for Regenerating Images and Memory. And I got involved with it, 10 years ago I met Dr. Deb Sandella through Jack Canfield. We both were on his team. Out in California, and her work was fascinating to me. And I just, you know, I've known her ever since, dear friends, and I had always wanted to take her certification course because I'm a lifelong learner. And even though I worked in the corporate world a lot of the times of working with leaders or teams, I really realized that it's individual people and how we feel and think that affect our entire lives. So I went through her certification program, and that's pretty intense. It took over a year, and it was, you know, many, many sessions that had to be evaluated and had to record them and have them checked out. And you know, there was a lot of learning because unlike coaching, you don't sit there and tell people what to do. You don't. It's not consulting. It's not those kind of things. You have to really let the client lead, and there's a training in letting the client lead. So that's what I did, and I am just so grateful because I've seen people completely change really old patterns that have beat them down for so long and just lift up. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it was very deep and profound because, as many of our listeners may know, or even my post on Facebook, I lost my husband. I can't believe it's going to be a year next month. But you got me to deeper levels of grief with the actual traumatic experience from an internal and the external point of view of many images. Because I felt personally, just to be perfectly honest, I'm an open book about my suffering as a human being. It was that was one of the most biggest traumatic moments of my adult life. Sure, I had plenty of childhood trauma, but that was one of the, and the way we segregated it and went into each piece of the whole picture was tremendously cathartic for me. And the gentleness guided me, and to be in other people's shoes, whether in my case it was, I won't go into a lot of details, but it was, you know, some people who were present at the moment of the accidental passing, and seeing all points of view simultaneously and getting some repressed anger out about the situation I was put in, not to mention the grief, sadness, and loss that was the overwhelming feelings I had, also the sense of helplessness that I couldn't undo what on the way it transpired, and just to be at peace with that rather than haunted by it. So it was tremendously healing for me, and I want to let our listeners know that. I consider myself a very conscious person, but Marilyn opened me up to subtle levels of consciousness that I wasn't aware that I was carrying.
And that's the beauty of the work, because if you really think about it, Gary, I didn't do anything. I mean, I guided you, but everything that you saw, you went inside. And it was already there, but we just created a safe space where you weren't going to go where you didn't want to go, but what you were ready to process was right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. It's ever present, believe me. I felt haunted to that. But it was so great to go into those dimensions and release it, and I wish I had more time to rest after I did it, because I got very busy, and I wish I didn't, because it's the type of thing you really should take a break and take a nap and just be nice to yourself rather than plugging into a busy afternoon. So that was my one regret from my end, that I didn't just take a little nurturing time after to relax. So how was the RIM technique? And for our listeners who might have not been at the top of the call here or the show, it's Regenerating Images in Memory, RIM. So how did RIM help you, Marilyn, personally?
Well, so back 10 years ago when I met Dr. Deb, I had been mentioning that I'm a speaker. I speak professionally all over the place, and I have this issue. Oh, thank you. I really love what I do. But I get laryngitis. Like, you know how some people get stomach aches? Like, if you're tired or you get a cold, it settles in your chest or it settles wherever it settles. Well, for me, my voice box, at least once a year, for as long as my whole life as I can remember, I would lose my voice. And it would be, like, gone. Well, boy, did my kids love me when my voice was gone. I really learned that I talked too much when I was a young parent. But so I was just mentioning it to Dr. Deb, and she said, oh, let's do a RIM session on your laryngitis. And I thought, well, that's what can RIM do for that? It's where my cold goes, right? It clutches my throat, and that's that.
Yeah.
Well, we had this session, and she had me, you know, you relax. It's just the opposite of hypnosis. In hypnosis, the person is in charge and feeds you stuff. With this one, you're fully aware the whole time. And she asked me questions like, where do you notice, you know, where do you feel that stress? And I went up into my throat and I started to see a scene. And for me, it was a scene from when I was 14. And so the trauma for me, I'm at 14, unexpectedly, my dad passed away. And it was very traumatic for me because he was my best friend. He was like the fun dad, you know. He was right at that age where daddy's little girl. My mom was more the disciplinarian. My dad was more the fun one.
Yeah.
And so to lose him, that was traumatic. But what I never put together was 2 weeks after the funeral, I had my first case of laryngitis.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And so we actually, through the process of RIM, she had me, you use your imagination, you use your left brain and right brain. So your left brain is very logical. And it's like, well, you have a cold, so the cold settles into your throat, done. But your imagination, the right brain, allows you access to what you were talking about, that consciousness, that inner knowing. And so this image came to me, and it came to me in this, you know, this shape and this hard black piece of coal in my throat, and I went into that, and in there was the scene, and I lost my voice. I lost my voice when my dad disappeared, because my mom, I love her dearly, but it was her way or the highway, right? That was her personality.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And my dad was the one where I could, you know, express myself a little bit more. So,
right.
That, so through the process of of conversation where I got to speak to my dad, and I got to move into my dad's awareness and look back at me and hear what he wanted to say to me. And there was so much releasing in what he said. It was like, oh, you know, all of a sudden I had a whole new, it was a shift in awareness that had me look at the whole situation, not as if I lost my voice then, because, you know, it just had me see that trauma was stuck right there in my throat. So whenever I was stressed, I'd lose my voice. I have not lost my voice in 10 years, Gary.
Wow.
Since that session, I have not lost my voice. So to me, that's like, wow, you couldn't have convinced me before that session that something like this could happen. But it, we hold in our body hurt and pain, and it takes up space, and it doesn't get processed until we're ready to process it.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing I find with constellation work and a lot of people with trauma, it's like hitting a pause button. It's like everything's on a deep soul level. Everything hits pause. And what amazes me is that people can hit pause as an infant or a 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 14-year-old in that case. And that's just one pause of many. But it's so fascinating how we will just hold for the perfect moment that we can thaw that out and express it in a safe space. And that's what amazes about human beings is that we'll still move on, we'll still thrive, but yet that pause button is pressed until it is safe, like in our RIM session, to fully release and have a cathartic experience, putting it in the past, ironically.
Well, yeah, and you know, speaking of that, then I had a constellation session with you that brought my dad back into the mix, too, if you recall when you were here in Royal Oak, Michigan, you did a session out there.
Yeah.
This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that really helped me take him off the pedestal and make him a regular person instead of this, you know, person held on a pedestal. I could actually say, oh, he was a man. It's like, right, but and there's a lot of freedom to that. So it was amazing work.
And it helps heal our grief and pain around losing someone we love. And I see that's really happening. You know, we have many mutual friends with parents dying, and every time I go on Facebook, there's three of my friends, one's in surgery, one died. And these are, whether they're acquaintances or whatever, it's really hitting a lot of people simultaneously right now. And
that's so true.
I know. What do you feel causes people to hold on to all that hurt and pain? Is that they don't have an opportunity to release it? Or I see it as partly as the survival mechanism, so you won't, you know, crash and burn because it's too overwhelming.
Right, exactly. And I mean, sometimes it's that maybe you're in a situation where you're a business owner and you have an employee who's not taking his work seriously, and it's frustrating, and you don't have the skill set to handle it diplomatically, so you stuff it. So now you stuff it in your stomach, and you get that pain in your stomach. You get the ulcer, you get the acid reflux, or what. It doesn't always have to be physical, but or you try out for a play and you don't get the part. You know, you see all these wonderful singers that go on to American Idol and The Voice, and there is disappointments in life, and sometimes.
Right.
You say intellectually, oh, well, I understand, but it hurts. And if you don't let yourself feel the hurt, it can get stuck inside.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then some of my work, healing work, is that then creates dis-ease in the body. Long before we get a condition, the dis-ease is that emotional pain or hurt that's been stuffed down for a lifetime, you know. I'm wondering, with all the autoimmune diseases, parents who corrected us, you're not good enough, you're this, I'm unhappy with you. If the autoimmune disease is actually the judgment and dislike of our parents reprimanding us turned into self-hatred and self-loathing, leading to autoimmune disorders, which is so rampant right now.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Is that a combination of negative messages, you know?
What you're saying right there is so important, because we do get these negative messages, and usually if it's a parent giving them to us, that parent had the same thing happen. And you have to go down the generations to heal that. And there's a process, of course, Family Constellation does it beautifully. In RIM, there is also a process of intergenerational that goes back, and it's a beautiful thing. I did a session for someone that had to unwind a lot of physical abuse, and it went down three generations to the healing. It was absolutely incredible. It grows compassion, don't you think, Gary?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I tell everyone, even if they were victimized by someone in their family, certainly I was, but, you know, it's all trickle down. If it happened to you, it happened to your mother, it happened to your father, your grandparents did that to them, the great-grandparents did it to the grandparents, and it's really all trickle down. One of my relatives, my father's brother, before he passed on, he said, let me tell you what our childhood was like with your grandfather, and I was absolutely horrified. I thought I could offer being violently abused and beaten to a pulp compared to what my grandfather did to them as boys, I was in absolute shock. It's like everyone, not to minimize my suffering or anyone who's been victimized, but when you look at the trickle-down aspect, it's pretty horrifying that we even lived through it, no less they grew up wanting to be parents, you know, in spite of it all. And it's just so fascinating how the human spirit will endure these hardships and yet thrive enough to become a parent, even when it was a less than perfect childhood for themselves.
Yes. And then there's also this aspect of we want things for ourselves, and we're sometimes either afraid to go after them, or in the process of going after a dream, we get criticized, or there's all kinds of stoppers. I call them, you know, forward motion stoppers that stop us, and it doesn't make any sense. It's like, why am I not doing the things I'm supposed to do? If somebody else were in my body living my life, they'd just go do them. And so that's because there's some belief, some kind of trauma back there, and it doesn't have to be even a big trauma, but it's something that we have these unwritten rules because of it that stop us.
And it could have been, you know, the danger of self-preservation. As we know, animals will either play dead, you know, when someone's trying to kill them or go after them, as a, you know, and then they'll be ignored because there won't be any challenge for the hungry, so to speak. And there's just different ways of coping for survival. And what do you think is important for people to know about RIM, and that's regenerating images and memory for our listeners?
What's really important to know about it is that it's very gentle. It's not something that's going to shake you up and make you face something you're not ready to face. It's really led by the client. The client goes only where the client wants to go, and sometimes I may suggest, you know, does it feel right to explore this? And if the answer is no, it's no. Like, nobody's going to push you there, because you are your own best expert. Nobody knows you better than you do. And honoring what feels right is something we aren't taught. You know, we're taught to listen to our internal guidance.
Yeah, and that's very important to give people an opportunity. Like, I was fully game. It was a little hard to go into that, the negative thing about the other people around my husband's passing, because I had a lot of charge around that. But in doing it, I felt I could see both sides of the spectrum, and that was tremendous relieving. Ironically, I was going through some papers yesterday, and I found the business card of that police officer. So I have a feeling on the anniversary of the experience, I'm going to try to be compassionate, but I am going to write a very powerful letter to this person to let them know what it's been like here after our unexpected meeting, so to speak. So I just thought it was a little irony that business card would fall out of my paperwork right after our session, no less.
It's absolutely perfect timing, because you were able to reach a point where you can sense that a bit of remorse on his part, you know, a little bit of, gee, I didn't know how to do it right kind of thing. And now you'll be able to reach him in a deep way with that letter.
Yeah. I definitely want to do that, because I feel like I have to clear it off my chest. It's been on my chest, so to speak, and I don't want to carry it around.
Exactly, right? Anything we are stressed about, anything that does, you know, goes against our alignment gets is in the body. For you, it was in your chest, like you just said.
Right, exactly.
Mind-body connection is powerful.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I know you're a busy girl and you do lots of other transformational work, too. I want our listeners to know this isn't your only talent. You're fantastic on many other levels, too. So tell us a bit. We have a good 5 minutes here. So tell us a bit about the other transformational work. I know with your best-selling books, which I bought, Hoosier Gladys, and many other things. So let our listeners know at Conscious Connection your other things.
Well, I work with a lot of leadership teams to help them, you know, just like a family that's dysfunctional, a business can be just as dysfunctional because we bring humans to the workplace. And so I do help them look at, again, you're not using RIM specifically, but really bringing them to awareness of how they communicate, because I see a lot of pain in the workplace where people are quitting jobs because a manager is acting a certain way, and it's not because the job isn't good, or the manager so desperately wants to teach, but they use methods that just don't work. So that internal customer service is what I call it, but it's really learning to have compassion and be forward in your communication in a way that people can hear you. Like that's my passion to do, and I've got a coloring book coming out, a customer service coloring book.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be fun because every page has a sentence starter that helps people realize their own brilliance. Like you might say, one thing I do to stay calm under pressure is, and then you might not ever consciously think about what do you do to stay calm under pressure. But when you bring it to your consciousness, what do? I take a few breaths, and that really helps. Or I take a walk, or I talk to somebody who's been there before. And now all of a sudden, all these ideas go from the unconscious to the conscious, and it's like, oh, I got all these tools I didn't even realize I had.
Yeah, well, that I know we all do, and as we age here, we're just developing more and more skills, and it's all about consciousness. That's why I call the show Conscious Connection. The more we can be conscious of things, the more empowered we are, and that's the goal, just to live an empowered life, a conscious life, and be aware of the things that we hide from ourselves that actually 9 out of 10 times are untruths. So we go for the deeper truth, what liberates us and frees us, you know. I have a meme I put out there. Truth has never hurt anyone or killed anyone. It's the lies that do all the damage and destruction. And so what we're doing here is seeing a truth from all facets of that you, yourself, the other person around you, the situation, seeing it, you know, because we survived it, but now it's safe to go back and kind of look at the attitudes that were developed from that.
Wow, you know, that's really powerful what you're saying.
Yeah, so anyway, we're nearing our end here. How do you like people to contact you? And I'm going to type this up on our link so they can just type on your, click on your email and your website and whatever. But how do you like people to contact you?
Well, they can go to my website, marilynsubtle.com, or they could call directly. I've got a business office number at 248-348-1023. Sessions usually last anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, and they're very powerful.
Yes, I know, having received one, I know how powerful it is. And I'm no slouch trying healing modalities. I would never say it just because it's you or whatever. It's very powerful, and it's good. As Native Americans would say, it's very good medicine, and it's it's been wonderful to speak to you. And is there a parting thought you'd like to leave our audience a conscious connection with?
Yeah, you know, I want everyone who's listening to really just send love and appreciation to Gary, because this radio show opens up the opportunity to really become aware, to have that moment of consciousness right where you need it. And this wouldn't be here, if you weren't here doing this. So
I love doing it and allowing people. All roads lead to Rome. And we're done with our interview here, sweetheart. It's wonderful to talk to you. I will paste this link to you and splash it across Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and everywhere. And I'll send you the link as well. And I'll have your contact information so people can call you about our RIM or your books, your best-selling books.
I appreciate that so much. It's so kind of you, Gary. Thanks.
Yes, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection interviewing the fabulous Marilyn Suttle here. Until next time, namaste.